time you start buying it?
How are we gonna restore 15 to 20 million jobs? I am your future.
Isn't it about time for a change?
We're our national leader.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products, with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM. And as you know, we serve the entire, and I mean the entire, southeastern Pennsylvania area, New Jersey, the state of New Jersey, and we get a lot of great comments from our people in New Jersey and northern Delaware. That's on the radio itself. However, people can tune in from anywhere in the USA simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link right now, or they can listen to rebroadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Anytime link, all prominently located there on the front page. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of things have happened. Man, Thanksgiving Day, all of this went on. Everything was perfect. Everything is going to be perfect because we're doing something very special on American Workers Radio, something that we started in the year 2020. That's just a few years ago, but it's been very successful. And in fact, I'd like to encourage you to check out the link on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. It is urging everyone to support your local businesses during December, National Small Business Month. As you saw during the last few weeks, they were promoting Black Friday and all the other special days, Cyber Monday, but no one has been promoting small businesses and urging people to look at small businesses in a different way. Small businesses are very, very important to us because they employ over 60 million Americans, and your business really keeps them open and people employed. First of all, I want to say thank you to our very great panel members for all that they do for us and join us. And people sort of really like our laid-back conversations about many things in the USA. In fact, I had some good comments from people said, I'd like to hear more of this kind of conversation on regular programs. That seems everybody's hyped up on, you know, flogging each other politically only and nothing else. And, you know, who wants to be flogged these days, especially if you're in the Philadelphia area? You know, it's cold. But I want to say a big thank you to Mark Andel, who is the founder of the Made in America store. And I want to bring attention to you. This is a very important time of year and a very important month throughout the month of December. But do it in early December. Do it now. Go to the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Made in America store. And you can get a lot of products from Mark. He has over 12,000 items ready to ship to you. And of course, many of those items are very important to a lot of you because they make great gifts. And they're all 100% made in the USA. As Mark has told us for years, it has to be 100% made in America for him to sell it. Best wishes to Mark because you've done great work. Remember, that link is on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Also, thanks to Larkin Conley, our national small business advocate, who is on a special assignment. And I talked with him the other day. And when his special assignment is finished, he'll be back and ready and raring to go. Also is Bruce Bassett Powell. He's a SCORE associate, and he's always well-spoken. People like this point of view, and good man, Bruce Bassett Powell. Our engineer is Henry Chaplinsky, and I am Michael Blihash, and I thank all of you. And also, I would like to say, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And if you have any comments and suggestions, send them to me at michael@AmericanWorkersRadio.com. As we were talking last week during the broadcast, we urged people to bring up a lot of things during their Thanksgiving celebrations because this is what it's all about. We have to do something to promote ourselves, because we see that national leaders are worried about a lot of things, but most of them are not about we, the taxpayers. And as you know, since December 2020, American Workers Radio, local business owners and small business advocates have been promoting December as National Small Business Month. And I want to tell you, the response is good and it's getting better. More and more business associations are starting to get with this program, and it's been good to hear that lots of individual small businesses and business associations are helping to promote the importance of shopping at local businesses. That's really a very important thing because, as you know from your travels, many of the businesses had to shut down during the coronavirus, and some of them never opened up. And when I drive around and I'm going around to different events, I see many of those businesses closed. Big business does not like efforts like National Small Business Month because it takes away the focus of what they're trying to do to get you into the bigger stores. And, you know, we got parking, we got everything, the whole deal. Because it encourages a percentage of the American people to shop more local, Small Business Saturday has happened, but it's a one-day event. Our event is trying to get people to go out of their way to look for items in the smaller stores. And some of the organizations that I speak to, and I saw them even advertised in the media during the Thanksgiving weekend, that they are very pleased that people are starting to return to their local stores. Americans celebrate a lot of holiday occasions during December, and all of you are asked to be our special ambassadors. You're asked to be an ambassador of December as National Small Business Month. Our campaign is directed to our businesses and the people that they employ. And I have to say that in America, at this point, more than 60 million Americans are employed by small businesses. And that's very important. I'm going to ask Henry to direct us to a little promo that we send out all over the USA. And if you need it, just send us an email and we'll make sure you get it.
During December, National Small Business Month, and throughout the year, American Workers Radio is encouraging everyone to shop at your local stores and in the process keep stores vibrant and American workers employed. Small businesses employ over 60 million Americans and benefit our local communities and America's economy. For more information, visit AmericanWorkersRadio.com or NationalSmallBusinessMonth.com.
Now that particular promo is available on the front page of American Workers Radio, or go to NationalSmallBusinessMonth.com and you'll be able to click on the audio link and send it out to whoever, to businesses, send it out to radio stations. It's a free service announcement, and anyone can use it with our great compliments. You know, ladies and gentlemen, inflation has placed a lot of stress on America's businesses and American workers. This is another reason that we're urging all of you to go out of your way to support the services that are here in the USA, especially if those stores are promoting American-made products. Go out of your way. Holidays is a great time to also, if you're giving someone a gift, to celebrate the season. Also try to promote the fact that it's made in America. Look at those cards. Look at the back of the cards. Don't be bashful about it. Believe me when I tell you, I make sure everybody in the card aisle when I go out shopping knows exactly what the story is, or whatever other aisle I'm wondering, you know, what they must think. But they look and they say, I didn't know that. I say, well, please take a look and help our American workers. What I wanted to ask you is, please be that ambassador of all this, because we need you. And who is the greatest ambassador that I know? Mark Andel. Ambassador Mark Andel. I hope you got my email about promoting American-made month during November, and now National Small Business Weekend. It's really been a great experience. I'm glad that people are speaking up. Mark, tell us what you're going to be doing special for the month of December.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? And I know Bruce is on. Larkin, hope he gets back soon. And Henry, thanks for making us sound good. I do not hold that loss against the Eagles. The Bills lost, but I do not hold that against Henry.
Hey, but did you watch that on Sunday, Mark? That was tough at the end. That overtime. Oh, yeah. my goodness.
Woo. It was a good game. Back and forth. Josh gave it his all and his team. But, great team. Great game. And again, that's just a game. But, we're very excited. Had a great Thanksgiving. I hope you guys did, too, and our listeners. And it's our hunting season up here, too, so that's my Thanksgiving, too, getting together with my friends and family. And, it's day six right now, Mike, of our holiday run. And for the listeners, we call the holiday run. The day after Thanksgiving is Black Friday, last Friday. And then we have 31 days before Christmas hits. And that is the premium time for retailers to really bring in the cash flow and profits to really cover you most of the year. And people don't really realize it. It does come down to the 31 days, fourth quarter, which is, October, November, December, but really the 31 days, Mike. So we opened up, and what we did special this year, we opened an extra store in the one mall that's local to us called, a holiday store. And it was real neat. We opened that. It was all set to go Friday, and it's a Buffalo-themed and a gift store. But it really worked out well. A lot of people hit. The weather was right. And we started off good. So we're on day six, Mike, and we're starting to roll. We had a lot going on. We just had almost 2 foot of snow in the last couple days, which, people hate me because I love it, because for General Welding and Fabricating, we sell snow and ice control equipment, so I'm all happy and they want to flatten my tires, Mike. But, so I've been plowing, and Buffalo made the news again. We've got, we got snow and we got good chicken wings, But I see we made the world news last night again. Yeah, we got that lake effect, and I tell you, within 2 hours, we got about 16 to 20 inches. It comes fast and hard. We get feet. We don't get inches. So that gets our General Welding really fired up. We're West New York's truck equipment center. And we're open 24 hours a day, Mike. So a lot going on. The holiday season's here. We've got our big All-American Christmas event this Saturday. We bring Ricky Lee into town. We got a food truck. We got Santa Claus. It's a free family fun day, Mike. And it's just about getting people together, saying hello, saying thank you, celebrating. We say Merry Christmas. We're not afraid. And we celebrate the holidays. We have a great time. We've got vendors. Ricky Lee has a great chili, but we get vendors together. It's just a good time. We have a tree lighting. Just enjoy the kickoff of the holiday. So a lot going on, a lot to be thankful for. Mike, we did have Daniel Pickard on. I had met Dan when I did the was keynote speaker for the American Manufacturing Conference in Tampa. The nice thing, like me, you, Mike, we go out, we shake hands, and we meet people. Well, Daniel Pickard was on our show yesterday, on my show, and I'd love to get him on yours. And Dan is a specialist. He does the international trade and national security business, and he's a lawyer, and he's in Washington, D.C., and he fights for people that had trouble where China or any foreign company, didn't use a really fair playing field. The government subsidized the business to beat out any American product. So Dan's hired and, goes after these companies, which is really neat and gave me a lot of hope. And if he wins, that company, that foreign product, the product's never made foreign again. And they put high taxes on that product. So it used to go to the manufacturer, Mike, which was beautiful. It helps an American manufacturer be competitive. It's a great system. I'd love to get him on the show. He's all fired up. And me and Dan and Rob, we agreed that we're going to make the flag. We're going to go like either Annan or Valley Forge flag. We don't want our flags made overseas, period, Mike. So we want to make sure our American flags always have the right stars and stripes or are made here in America. And I got Dan all fired up. That's what we want to do. We want to make that a staple that no foreign country can make our flag.
Well, Mark, I want to tell you something. Some people may think this is a wild idea, but I have to tell you, I was at a Veterans Day event, and they were giving out flags. And when I received the flag, I looked where it was made. and I returned the flag to the person. And he said, why don't you want it? And I said, it's not made in America. It's an American flag. And he just looked at it. He says, oh, we didn't even know that. You see, this is the part of the thing. People don't look. And when I go out, I make a very big push to get people's attention, to see what they say. Unfortunately, if our news media, our national news media, would be more in tune to this instead of all these programs on various stations flogging one another, to do something positive for you and I. You know, Mark, nobody wants to return home with their paycheck and be stressed out because their paycheck doesn't do all that it's needed to be done with it, or all it did 2 years ago before all this craziness started. It's just not a good feeling. And people tell me that all the time. You know, yourself.
You know, Mike, when you know me and you both agree, and Bruce, and, you know, sports country live in 50-50 fair trade, but if we just stuck with that flag, it's not a crazy idea. I use it on a bus. I said at the end of every bus, every tour bus that comes, 1,200 came. At the end, I said, can we at least agree our flag should be made here? Everybody cheers. Now, what country wouldn't want that?
Now, Mark, when the buses come, are you encouraging each one of them to buy a flag before they leave?
Yeah, we give them all, so when they're done, when they hear my story in the beginning and Rob shows them some products made by Americans in our store, and these are great people. These are a lot of women, 60 degrees to 90, they should run the country, Mike. There's no question. They grab you by the ear, that type. And they're the ones, they're tough, and they love America. There's no question in their mind. So at the end, we give them a little a card about our story, and then we give them a little American flag, a 100% made in America flag. Each one gets that and a piece of candy. My mother, she's 86. She hands them out sometimes. Every single bus, every single person always gets a little flag to go home with.
This is very important. And, I wanted to say this for several weeks already. But as I travel around, I am more and more impressed with the amount of American flags displayed on lawns.
Yes.
The bigger flags, the 2x5, 3s, and all. It's unbelievable. The smaller flags, the lawn flags. I am very pleased. That's a good sign. We didn't see that 10 years ago or before, but now more and more of these flags. I just want them all to be American made, because then I know that places like Annan and the others are making business, and they're also keeping people employed.
Mike, so like you, I was at a Veterans Doing, and I'm Mark Andel. They know I'm America. I love America, and they check, my underwear, my pants. I've got to be 100% made in America all the time. So, and it's just true, I get some good stories there. But I was there once, and they passed out these small handheld flags, and a person came over to me, and he was mad. Mark, what's this? And in the stripe, it said made in China. I said, I was just invited to the event. I didn't pass these out. But that's one thing, and I'm fine with it. I get blamed for that. No veteran. No.
It doesn't make sense. He goes to the man giving the flags out, and he says, make sure that little thing is ripped off the pole. And I thought to myself, well, that's not a solution. It should be stamped on the pole, made in the U.S., Something to bring attention. Everybody has to become. It's like your own child. When you have a child, you want to hug that child. You want to know what's happening all the time. And this is the same thing. When you're in a country, that's the whole purpose of the December National Small Business Month, to hug our businesses so that they'll stay there, so that they have a possibility of some end of the year business to make sure they stay in business during the leaner months.
Could you ever believe if I'm selling flags and I buy made in China flags and I'm making big money off of them, I couldn't sleep good at night. I tell my daughter, my kids, make sure my casket's made in America. Put a smile on my face if I have no arms and legs. I'm going out happy, and I'm loving America.
Well, that's the way it has to be. I mean, when I have to tell you this, it's very interesting, too. We're here in historic Philadelphia, and when the tourists come by, they are very pro their own country. When they come from foreign countries, I always say to them, do you want to come and live in America? No, I like it. I'm proud of my country. That kind of deal. we don't have that cheerleading going on in this United States of America. And I'll tell you why we don't have it, because we are watching our main leaders not care about us, we the taxpayers. They don't give a damn about us. You know, they're battling over what this one did and this one said and all. They talked about having hearings, more hearings on January the 6th. I thought to myself, why don't they have some hearings on how are we going to get and keep more businesses operational here in the United States? Yes, Mark.
Yeah. Mike, our country's helped more people than anyone, and that's beautiful. We've got to contribute to our country. You know, when people always came over, they contributed. We have to do that. You can't listen to the world news, all this news and all this chatter, and people don't even know you got to focus and stay in your own world. You know, we got some good people. We got some issues. We got to face our challenges, but we're a really good country, and we've got to, it's okay to stand up for it and put that flag out and be proud of it.
Absolutely. And, Mark, I want to ask you and Bruce today, have you seen any reports on any of the foreign-made foreign aid that we have given to countries over the last 20 years? Have you seen what any of those countries have been doing with that money?
Well, that's the problem. Even talking to this Daniel Pickard, again, in charge of international trade, national security, I said, where does the money go that you collected when you win a case, Dan? You find out that product was subsidized in another country made, and our manufacturers said, no, it wasn't fair, so you win. Where does the money go? And, he joked, and I brought this up before, but I asked him again yesterday. He goes, it goes into a special fund. It used to go to the manufacturer. So where does the money? People got to start tracking where this money goes, Mike, and what it's used for. We might fall over, if it was ever used for trafficking or something. You got to find out where this money. It's got to have, a tracking system on it. We've got to know. We, the people, deserve to know and need to know.
Mark, before they had an excuse. Well, there was no way for us to get the report out to the people. Today, with the internet, all of those excuses are finished. They're done. It's over. You can put that report up exactly what was the request from any foreign country, and how did they use the money? How did they, acknowledge the fact that America gave them those donations? Something was brought to my attention this week, and I know if Larkin was on, he'd hit the roof. And I'm sure Bruce, I'm going to ask Bruce to chime in on this. One of the things that was told to me is this: a lot of the businesses that went overseas, when they were given good deals to move overseas, they had a deal also if the business owners decide to let the business go, in other words, to sell it, it would be sold to the people overseas where the stuff was being made. And that's been happening now, I think, for over 15 years. The whole thing is 35 plus years old. But this here, where they're just, as the people retire, age out, whatever, they sell off their brand names and all to foreigners. Why isn't someone in the United States of America talking about that? They're coming here to buy all of our farmland and all this space. Nobody's saying a word. Once in a while, you'll hear something in the news. As Larkin Conley reported, we don't own any pig farms in America anymore. They're all owned by China. In America, could you imagine us being permitted to go over to China and buy land over there? Doesn't happen. Yet because America's leaders are weak, and the American people should be brought to the polls to say we want things sold to foreigners or not. We should have it on our ballot. If we want the foreign people coming here, they have to come here in a legal way, not just walk over the southern border and they're welcomed and put into different states. The whole thing is upside down. And with that, we're destroying America. And a lot of the people who come here, even the immigrants who come here, are disappointed because they thought it was going to be much different. A lot of the immigrants want to work. Those that are coming, they want to work. And a lot of the businesses that they could work at 10 years ago, 15 years ago, now located overseas. So the golden dream, the American dream that we all thought about, we all dreamt that would be for our children and grandchildren, it's not there as it was, and we have to do something about it. That's why, Mark, your store, your focus is more important than most people realize. Let's turn to Dr. Bruce Bassett Powell for some of his thoughts. Bruce, we are doing December as National Small Business Month, and I'm going to ask you as a SCORE representative to make sure you get that word out to all the people you know, too, because this is how it starts. You have to start slowly, but when it starts slow, you can speed up and it'll work out well. How are you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much, Michael. You know, the other day I went to buy a birthday card for my sister, and it took me about 20 minutes in Walgreens to find a card that was made in America. But I did, and I sent that off to her. And I also bought a box of Christmas cards, I think 24 of them, that were made in America.
That's how it's done. See, Bruce, most people haven't been thinking like that before our broadcast really started to push. But now, anybody who knows me will right away, as soon as they look at a card, think, ooh, I better not buy a foreign card, because people that I know are influenced now that we're supposed to support American-made more. And why are cards celebrating our special holidays in America made in places that don't even celebrate that holiday?
You know what I mean? An irony. That is ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's unbelievable to me.
Anyway, so I've told all my family to buy Christmas cards that are made in America this year. But as far as SCORE is concerned, we're always looking to make small businesses grow in America. That's our business. And I have two clients now that want to start businesses right here in Texas. And we're going along very well.
And the Small Business Administration, I will say, is one of the more successful the operations in America focusing on the businesses. The Chamber of Commerce, I don't know what they're doing. I can't get any response from them. In fact, I wanted to try to bring on a gentleman to be on the radio as a guest. And most of the people I spoke to are very nice, but they will never come on any broadcast. No broadcast, period, because they don't want to be misquoted. That's the bottom line. So, Bruce, we're not going to misquote you, but or Mark or anybody else, but we appreciate you, because this is more like a family type environment where we're talking at the table about certain things that are going on. The biggest thing I'm promoting is this, the December National Small Business Month. And in fact, I'm encouraging people to go to the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. There's a special link. It's for December National Small Business Month. And you can print out a poster, put it in your shop or put it in wherever, and let people know that you're supporting something positive. This is a positive adventure. And the people who are promoting Small Business Saturday, some of them are going to promote this National Small Business Month. It's an excellent idea. It's a way to get more people into the small businesses, because when the big stores advertise on the TV and on the radio, you're influenced by what you hear first. Isn't that I believe that's very true. Sometimes that's what happens even in the political thing, what's going on. You only know what you hear first. And if the other person doesn't respond, then you think that that person that you heard first is absolutely correct. And that's what our program is. In November, we pushed Made in America Month, because Made in America Month was an opportunity for people to start looking more and more as to what they can find that's made in America. But December, National Small Business Month, is not going to only push items made in America. It's going to push any store, every store, that so they stay in business, so those businesses can remain there and not be vacant. When I drive down some places, I see one store here closed, another one closed. Diners are, you know, only open for certain hours. It's changed a lot, and we want to help those places stay operational. Yes, Bruce.
Go ahead. Yep, Mike, go ahead, Bruce. I was just going to say that the SBA, you know, SCORE is part of the SBA, and I thank you for all you do with SCORE. A lot of people don't realize that SCORE can help a lot of people if you have a question, you're starting your business. But without the SBA, I would have never have existed. And I think, you know, I've got to give it a 110% credit for me, because they backed me when I had not a dollar to put on my dream or my venture or my building, and they were there for me. So, you know, Bruce, thanks for being part of that. And sometimes maybe the people don't understand what SCORE and how they can help a person get off the ground.
You know, we are part of the SBA. They don't fund us very much, but we get a lot of funding sometimes. Like in Corpus Christi, we get some funding from the city council there, that really helps us do workshops and things, which you know, we hold at least one workshop a month, where we get up to 100 people coming and talking about how to start businesses and everything like that.
Now, Bruce, I'm going to ask you a question. How often does the SBA give money to the SCORE chapters?
I don't know. They don't. They fund the main SCORE operation, which is in outside Washington, D.C. But we have to follow all SBA rules and everything we do at SCORE.
Because if the government helped you, I'm sure that you would also be able to pass on and welcome more people and do more promoing and also do efforts, you know, promoting the small businesses and the communities where your SCORE chapters are located. That's something I would like to see government start to look at. They should have a special panel, not just worrying about the past, but what is going to be our future.
Well, the SBDC in Corpus Christi, which is not part of the SBA, that's more part of the city, is having Small Business Month this month. They're having all sorts of stuff going on down there, and a school will be involved with some of that. So we're looking forward to that.
Very good. That's what I like to hear. People have to get involved. You know, all of us seem to be the kind of people who like to speak to one another. Some people are not in that category. They rather just listen. But I like to talk with people. People ask me all kinds of questions. And I like it. In fact, someone asked me a question about another issue the other day, and maybe 2 years ago. And they said, Michael, maybe you should ask your panel. So I'm going to ask you, both of you, who do you think has been the people's enemy here in the United States over the last 35 years? As far as businesses and workers and things like that, who would you say, Bruce? You came here from another country, and you see, you know, the greatness of this great country. But has there been enemies at the top who have not been helping us to grow?
I'm sure a lot of the communist countries that in the world are not very happy with the U.S. and like to dig, like Russia and places like that. China is, dumps tons of stuff on this country, So I think they're probably at fault too. But within the country, I have no idea about who's working against us.
I'm going to ask Mark. Mark, who do you think has been an enemy of the people over the last 35 years as far as, you know, businesses and workers and things like that?
Well, I'm going to say the media, you know, has been our biggest enemy, I think, because the 5-10 minutes that the people put that TV on, whatever they hear, whatever they want to sell, is grabbed. And I just don't think it's true. I think we've got a lot of great people. My tour buses that come in, all the people, they're not like watching the news. I just think the media has been a very negative, Mike. You know, again, we could say China outside the country has hurt our country a lot, and people want to buy crap, and they want to buy a lot of crap, and, you know, China makes the crap, and you can't blame them. It's about money. But the media is really a problem, I think, Mike.
I agree 100%. There's also one great enemy that we've had in the country, and that's been a lot of our leaders and a lot of the business leaders who, for greed's sake, wanted to, you know, have the politicians under their thumb, so to speak, and, you know, handsomely donated to their campaigns and things like that, which made politicians at many levels be more silent about what is happening in the country. You know, as jobs started to go down and 77,000, that's all they're proud to mention, that 77,000 of our businesses moved to foreign countries. That's a lot of businesses. Each business, if they just employed one person, would be 77,000 people right there. Many of the clothing manufacturers, the shoe manufacturers, the towels, everything, all from around the world. Just take a look at the labels. Yet no one in Washington, some of the state capitals, said nothing and did nothing. I think that some of these people who have been in leadership over the last 35 years have been the enemy of the American people. I agree. Those ladies who told me that, I agree with them 1,000% now, because people who should have and could have spoken up and gone out of their way to say, this can't continue, they didn't do it. And now we have millions and millions of people that are sitting there in all kinds of poverty categories and unemployment categories. And when I say unemployment, they say, oh, there's not enough workers in this and that. That's very true. And that is because many of those people have not been trained in our school systems here in the United States. They didn't have the opportunity to learn the trades and other specialty classes to help them graduate with a skill. It's nice to have a diploma, but it's also better to have a skill because you can enter the workforce immediately with a diploma and a skill with that diploma. And national leaders are giving the money to the schools, and they're worried about crime and everything else, but no one is talking about the real bread and butter issues, which how are people going to support themselves? What do you say to that, Mark?
You know, Mike, well, I agree with you, and a lot of selfish people just worried about their self, not our children's future. But I love what Bruce did. He came onto the show and said, hey, I bought greeting cards made in America. I sent out greeting cards. I've asked my family members to buy greeting cards made in America. That is what we need from everybody. We, the people, have to fix this country and this economy by doing our part. And I love what Bruce did. And how do we keep that momentum going, Mike? That's always our question. Momentum, over time, consistency, you know, discipline, and it becomes a habit to buy made in America, support the country living. And that's what we have to do. But we, the people, have got to do just what Bruce did and pass it on.
And you know, Mark, you know, as a businessman, December is a very important time for you, especially with your mail order stuff.
Absolutely.
You have to really, because come January, February, March, April, it's a slower season until it gets to the summer stuff for the regular items to be purchased. So now is the time, and I'm urging everybody again, because Mark is Mark, and he is really a hero. He's a hero in more respects than most of us realize. And go to his store. It's linked on the front page of American Workers Radio. The Made in America products that he offers are priceless, because he's bringing not only something to you, your doorstep, if you're living at a distance and you purchase, but he's supporting Made in America. And that's something that many of the people in the stores would like to do, but their suppliers don't have the merchandise. And many of them, if they do have the merchandise, they sell out fast. And then there's no resupply. Resupply is the biggest problem. The stores tell me I could do more business with America, but you know, they're smaller companies, and by the time they sell out, then I have to wait. So what do I do in the meantime? It's all these things that should be addressed by the business associations, the local political leaders, the national political leaders, but they're not. But Mark, one way that could be something very positive is people focusing right now, December as National Small Business Month, go in, support those businesses. And when you're in there, make sure you speak up about American Made.
Absolutely. You know, we doing our part is just so important. You know, we consumers have the most power where they spend their dollar. They've got to make a choice. If you pick something up, it says Made in China, put it back. Don't buy it. Buy something Made in America. If you make that a focus to make it an all-American Christmas or buy local, you're helping somebody that really needs it. Mike, disposable income's down. The economy's tough right now. There's no question in our minds the first 6 days of the 31-day run are down. This is just a fact. And people don't have the disposable income. You got everything up. All expenses are up. Electric, gas, all your utilities are up everywhere. Fuel's up. They don't have that money, so it's so important to try to support your local, support Made in America, people that live in this country and pay taxes in this country. It's just, it's that important. We're asking, we the people, and for 2024, Mike, we've got to really get even more after it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I want to see all the candidates for future offices, whether it's a state representative or a state senator or national congressman or senator or president. I want to hear them start to talk about the bread and butter issues. Sometimes you hear what the candidates are focused on. It's nothing of anything I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about here in the United States of America. When you wake up in the morning, you're not concerned about someone else in some foreign country or on the other side of the border. You have to be concerned about yourself, your own situation. And, you know, I learned a lot of things lately from some very, very, you know, influential people. And I want to, you know, move forward on that. You know, when people tell me that people in elected office are not remembering that we, the taxpayers, are all created equal. And as equals, we need to be respected as people, whether we're white, black, green, or purple. We have to be respected as people working hard, taking care of our families, and looking out for the great nation of America and its future and the future of our families. No politicians are talking about that. No leaders in any level of state government do I hear concerning about that. It's always, you know, our caucus wants this, or this wants this. And that has to come to some sort of a head. Otherwise, every year that it continues, it only will get worse. Bruce?
Mike.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's not a Mark, Mike, or Bruce thing. It's a common sense thing.
Common sense.
Talking about. Again, when I'm interviewed by the Japanese or South Korean, they all believe in what we're doing, what we're about. This, you know, sports country you live in, 50-50 fair trade. Japan's economy is way worse when they interviewed me. They bought $200-$300 worth of stuff from our store. They love the concept. And they love supporting skilled trades, people that work with their hands. And, you know, it's just major things we talk about, Mike, that should be number one priority for this country at the debates. And, you know, if you're going for election and you're just going and you're worried about the next term already, it's not going to work out good. We need people committed to help, you know, changing this country for the better.
Well, you know, that's a very good statement, Mark. And I will tell you this. Some elected leaders, and not only in Washington, but in other states, should all be focused on what's made in America, what's employing our taxpayers, what's making our communities great, but they're not. We, as the public, are doing more than the people who are elected and paid to do a job, and they're not doing it. We're little people in the communities are trying to do those things that are on a positive things. They're talking about more hearings in Washington to bring attention to more issues with the January 6th committee. Well, they asked me what I thought about it, and I said there should be public hearings immediately to promote every way possible to help businesses grow in America, not in any foreign country. And I say that because I'm an American. I live in America. My family lives in America. Yes, we are immigrants to this country from some years ago, but right now I have to be concerned about our life and our future generations. Most of the products we use very often are, you know, you look, our employees are just salespeople and stockers and shippers. There's no reason, and Mark, this is something that politicians, when I say this, they don't even know what to think. I say we should have hearings where we say 50% of everything sold in America must, M-U-S-T, be made in America. In other words, your supplier should be hunting around to find American-made products to get them to the dealers. Do you think that would be possible, Mark?
Yeah, when I opened the store in April of 2010, Mike Nolan and our supervisor of our town of Elma, they made it a resolution for the town that we must source and search for Made in America products always first. And that's what we need as a national agenda. And I love this flag push. I'm going to go after this flag push for 2024. We're going to make it national. We want this to be a national law that our flag has to be 100% made here. And every country should do that, Mike. So I think that's going to be a big push for 2024.
You know, Mark, if you have anybody that can give you information about that push that you had there for 50% of everything made in America, let me know, because I would use that as a way to say, look, this took place in this particular state, in this particular community. I think that's a wonderful idea. Most politicians who really run most things are afraid to touch this. Few politicians that I ask to promote December as National Small Business Month are very sketchy. Because they say, well, you know, I'm working for the people. I said, well, aren't the business people people? Aren't the workers people? They always have some way. The caucus isn't happy with this push. They're, you know, always some nonsense. I don't understand what the hell it's all about. But I keep after it. I keep it moving. And I say to myself, one day they will get the message. And I think we are getting that message in a lot of places. I think we're going to see some changes. I see that business people are saying we have to feature more American made, but wouldn't it be nice if Washington said we are going to put in a resolution that 50% of the products must be made in America by no later than 2027. Now, what would that do? That would help industries in America to expand, get more people trained, and I would like also to have some people focus on getting the trades back in the schools. That's a big thing. Mark, we talked about this many times, and people say to me, Michael, that's absolutely correct. There are so many people who are retiring, and there is no people in the United States to replace them.
Absolutely. It's a huge trouble.
It's a nightmare. Bruce, what do you hear about that?
Well, I'm reading all the time where the Western world this includes, you know, UK, Europe, and America, is not replacing itself as the baby boomers die off. That's a huge chunk of the world population that's going to be gone in the next 15, 20 years. And they're not being replaced. We're not having as many children as we used to have and all that kind of thing. So it's going to be a huge crisis for food, for various huge elements of our life.
You're absolutely right, Bruce. Yes.
Bruce, I want to add to that I went to a local place called Northland Training Center, and they're finding they got welding, electrical, and they train these students, and they get a two-year degree, which is beautiful. But just this week they sent out a bulletin. They need teachers, and I think it lines up with what you're talking about. There's not a lot of teachers to teach welding or electrical or machining, which is a major problem, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's going to be front and center of everything we do in the years to come.
Well, you know, guys, I want to tell you this, and everybody listening, and if you ever go to a school board meeting, it has to be started by the school boards. They have to say, wait a minute, we're getting a lot of people interested in restoring the shops. They call it the shops. Everybody seems to focus on the word shops. Various trades, woodworkers, you know, people heating and air conditioning, plumbing. There's so many people that are looking for plumbers. They call our agency, and I talk to people, and they say, people up in my own neighborhood say, do you know who's a plumber? I need a plumber. And you called here, and they say, well, go to the big store. They may be able to recommend a plumber. And they look in their church bulletin or something, there's no plumber listed. What is going on? There was a plumber listed 5 years ago. That guy retired, and there's nobody to replace them. So
such a shame. I want to bring up a good story, Mike. I went on a tour this week of Confer Plastics, about 160 employees out of Buffalo, Tonawanda, New York. Me and Rob took a tour. They make your... They're a blow molding company, which is a really neat process, and they have your plastic pellets made in America. Bob Confer is a beautiful human being, believes in everything we believe in, always buys gift cards from our store for his employees. Every one of them gets a $50 gift card from the Made in America stores. But I went and we had a full tour to see what they're making. They make hot tub sides. They make pool ladders. They make the top kayak for the country. And they blow mold it, but he's actually came back out. I said, how's it going? I said, how's the pool industry? Still, you know, when the pandemic was there, people were buying pools, and they were 2-3 years out. He said, no, it ended last year. I said, why? He said, interest rates. People aren't spending the money at their homes anymore. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, the kayak industry, same thing. That disposable income's down. But, you know, he loves his employee. He wants to keep them working. So he came back up with this kid sled that his grandfather made, three-generation company, 1972. They reverse-engineered it, got a kid sled back out, a funnel back out, and made some patio furniture again because he's trying to reinvent himself. But it was beautiful to see the guy that cares, loves America, and also loves his skilled trade workers to say, hey, we gotta make a product. So right away, we met Tuesday. We're going to have his products in our store, the new products, the sled and whatnot. It's just a great story about a guy that really cares about not only Buffalo, Tonawanda, and livelihoods, but really struggling, but loves to make that product here. And you know, blow molding, and Bruce, you might know a little bit about it. It's easy to make it here because the pellets are made here.
You know, Mark, I would like to recommend you as the ambassador of American Made. I mean, really, I mean that seriously. You can tell, you have a story to tell from start to finish. You started this store after a difficult time with the other business, and you started this store, and look at the success that you've had. I mean, I don't know what anybody could say other than this is an unbelievable situation. To me, it's unbelievable because we don't have many people in the whole country. You know, as I looked at the politicians running for office in the last election, which was in early November, I didn't hear anything from them that said, I'm looking out for my constituents. That was very disappointing to me because I thought to myself, well, they're just going to go in to that office and they're going to do nothing. I will say this, though. in the city of Philadelphia, I was pleased that the candidates for mayor were speaking about what we're going to do to restore businesses. I know both of these people very well. And both of them, no matter who would have been elected, we have now Sherelle Parker is the new mayor of Philadelphia, mayor-elect, and she'll be inaugurated in January, early January. But she spoke about the things that we speak about. That's the thing that is good. And sometimes it has to come from the top. And I'd like to see not only people talking about, I don't like the way this person did this or that, but tell us what you're going to do that's different. And that's what our candidates were doing in this particular election in Philadelphia for mayor. And that was good, and people were impressed. And that's what we're looking for. And I'm going to get all the new elected officials back on board so that they could be part of all of our stuff. In fact, our Mark Scula, our councilman here in Philadelphia, is going to bring up the fact about December as National Small Business Month in Philadelphia City Council tomorrow and urge all business associations and all to do this. Our upcoming mayor is very pro-business. How are we going to keep people and employed and get them to be more self-sufficient? Well, that's the kind of stuff we need to hear from everybody. Everybody. Of course, I've been promoting it here in Philadelphia very much because Philadelphia is where so much of our history began. But this history could begin in every state and every city. And that's what we're trying to do. I'm asking all of you to check out the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And on that front page, you will see a link that says, support your local businesses during December, National Small Business Month. And it also says that they employ over 60 million Americans, and your business helps keep our fellow Americans employed. Click on that link, spread the word, print out a poster, and give it to your local business. Spread the word because that's what it's all about. You and I doing our best. Well, as you can hear by the music, it was a good day today, guys. Thank you so much. Mark Andel, you are the very best. Bruce Bassett Powell, you are the very best. And our friend Larkin Conley, he'll be back from his special assignment in a little bit. Henry Chaplinsky will make sure that everything sounds perfect when it gets up for rebroadcast. And until, remember, Small Business Month begins this Friday, the 1st of December. So go out and support your local businesses and make sure all of them know that they can visit nationalsmallbusinessmonth.com or americanmademonth.com, and you will see all the stuff that's available for you to print out and check out what is made in America and also check out your small businesses. Until next Wednesday at 11 or this Saturday at 11, God bless you and may God bless America. Look for American Made.